Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
We hit it, evolve, but the damn thing changed.
I am Astrology Readings.
Thank you for joining us for episode 43, Masculine and Feminine Expression. How you doing, Walter?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Dee won't be joining us today. She's feeling a little under the weather. Get well soon, Dee. We miss you over here at AM Astrology Readings.
We miss you, Dee.
How was your birthday weekend?
It was great. I had fun. Spent time with my friends. Celebrated. Didn't you work for a little bit.
So
took the day off.
You are 30?
30.
So you 30, kiss, 30. So you kiss your 20s goodbye.
Oh yeah, I did.
How does it feel to start a new decade?
It feels surprising. Well, honestly, I had a little bit of anxiety before I entered my 30th. But you know, I feel good, more confident. Everything that everyone usually says, like, you know, the confidence levels and whatnot, I feel it.
You know,
like I've had experience now a little bit more, you know?
The first digit changed in your age. Your age starts with a three, but a two. Usually you change the last digit. Do you remember going from a one to a two?
Yeah, and that one was not the best. Now that one, there was a lot of dark things happening in my life when I turned 20, or rather, like after I turned 20, just a lot of shit went down the drain.
Sounds like when you turn 30, just the new decade, right?
Yeah, but I mean, well, knock on wood, hopefully, you know, like everything is, it doesn't feel like that this time around. Now it feels a little bit more like, even if something bad were to occur, I think I can handle it a little bit better. Like, I guess life throws so many things at you when you're in your 20s and you're just a child, you know, at 18, you're really just a kid. And then you go through your 20s and life just throws all these like curveballs at you and you don't really have like good footing.
Do you feel like you made it through a minefield?
Yeah, and I feel I made it to like a milestone as well.
Milestone, minefield, same thing.
Interesting. Literally.
Interesting. Well, I know you know, Walter, but astrology is just like an onion. Layer after layer after layer, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Each layer gets deeper and deeper.
Yeah, and all layers play a role in delineation of a planet in a chart. One aspect of delineation that has fell off with modern astrology, but was a cornerstone in traditional astrology, is planetary conditions. Planetary conditions are a way an astrologer can tell the effectiveness of a planet. In modern astrology, all planets in the chart are working in the best interest of a person. In traditional astrology, not so much. It seems like today, as a society, it has trickled down to us as individuals. We tend to sugarcoat and not acknowledge that things can just be fucked up. Don't you say? Wouldn't you just saying that, Walter?
Absolutely.
Yeah. In your 20s, shit was just fucked up sometimes. You know, this situation is a bad situation. that person is abusive. Yes, they may change, but you don't have to stick around waiting for that change that may not ever happen. Bad things do and can happen to good people, and good things seem to make their way to people who perceive, we perceive, as bad. Yes, despite your best efforts, life can be filled with failures and disappointments. The conditions we find planets in your chart helps an astrologer recognize what could be a problem area for a person, no matter how hard they try. All signs and planets have a masculine and feminine expression of the same energy. The definition of masculine is having qualities traditionally ascribed to men. Does that answer your question? Explain masculine to you, Walter? Qualities ascribed to men?
Yes, traditionally described to men. But there could be women, females, that have masculine qualities to them.
True, true. Masculine words like strength, bold, robust, strong, sturdy, vigorous. The patriarch.
I would agree. Okay, I would definitely agree with the patriarch. Like, patriarch, as soon as you hear that word, the connotation is very, you know, kind of like a group of men wanting to, like, take over. And maybe, you know, call it, like, the Aquarian age coming in tune, or call it, you know, the changing of the seasons, or the fact that so many futuristic things are happening now. But I would say, yes, traditionally, all the words that you just mentioned can be used to describe masculinity, but
I wouldn't. But that doesn't say women can't
exactly
can express strength, be bold, robust, strong, sturdy, and vigorous.
Exactly. Thank you for adding that one there.
All right. Astrologically speaking, masculine energy was said to be initiating action and fast movement. Would you like to take a stab at the definition of feminine?
If masculine is initiating action and fast movement,
well, the Webster's dictionary.
You want me to read the Google definition of feminine?
Well, I got it. I was just it's pretty easy. I mean, if the definition of masculinity is having qualities ascribed to men, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can guess what feminine is, right?
Yes.
Having qualities traditionally ascribed to women.
Yes.
Now, I have a few key words here like sensitivity, gentleness, soft, tender, delicate. The matriarch. What say you?
I agree. Even though I'm going to say the same thing I said with the men. There's some men that can be sensitive and very gentle.
But is that manly?
This is probably one of those triggering episodes for some people, because, you know, things are changing when it comes to gender roles now. But in terms of astrology, or rather like tradition, yes, like traditionally, like I don't want anyone's feelings to get hurt, but traditionally, yes, at some point society decided that men, you know, should not be, you know, gentle or soft or sensitive. Is that wrong? Perhaps. You know, because men have emotions just like women do. Emotions have absolutely no gender.
Well, and just to add, it depends on who you are dealing with as a man or a female. Like for instance, a man, I could say, a man dealing with his kids, sensitivity, gentleness, soft, tender, delicate, you know, you might need to be able to tap into that energy.
Right. But think about like examples of like you know, and I can only, you know, go back, like, just, I guess, decades ago, where, okay, like in Hispanic households, for example, since I'm Hispanic, fathers are usually portray this sort of role of, you know, if they have a daughter, they'll be gentle with the daughter, right? Because she's feminine, she represents a feminine quality, she's, you know, a female, whatever. But if they have a son, they'll be more harsh on the son. They won't be as gentle, you know? The whole thing of, like, you're a guy, you're a boy, you can't cry, type of thing. It's a very machista sort of way of looking at, I guess, the genders or the roles or whatever.
Astrologically speaking, feminine energy is receiving action and slower movement.
Right. Yeah.
So,
which is necessary. We need both.
Yes. With that being said, when we say masculine and feminine, off top, people's minds go to male, female. But astrologically speaking, it has nothing to do with male, female.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with your sex organs either.
No, not at all. So to begin with, one of the first steps in determining a planet's condition in a chart is how masculine or how feminine planet that is in question. Do you have a feminine planet that's in extreme feminine conditions, or does this feminine planet lean more towards a masculine expression? Is this masculine planet more rough, rugged, and raw, or does it lean more towards a feminized expression? Do you know the masculine planets, Walter?
Yeah. Sun, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Are the masculine planets, and what are the feminine planets?
Venus and the moon. I don't know why they only have two feminine and the rest are masculine, but.
Well, like the song says, this is a man's world.
Well, exactly. We can probably attribute that to, you know, to the patriarchy. But actually, I will say, so for example, Jupiter, when Jupiter is in Sag, that's its most masculine expression. But when it's in Pisces, like it is right now, it's that Jupiter in Pisces is basically expressing like its feminine quality. So it's softer, like you said, it's gentler, it's slower, it's more receptive, it's more intuitive.
Well, you're jumping ahead a little bit, but
I'm giving an example.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you. We did leave a planet out. Do you know which one?
For the feminine?
Yeah, for the masculine and feminine, we did leave a planet out.
Which one?
Mercury.
Ah, okay, but Mercury's a hermaphrodite.
Yeah. What does hermaphrodite mean?
It's both. Yes, it could be either or.
Yes, Mercury can be either masculine or feminine. Do you know what determines Mercury's masculinity?
The sign that it's in?
No. It depends on if it rises before or after the sun.
Oh, okay. So if it rises before the sun, it's masculine?
Correct.
And if it rises after the sun, it's more feminine?
Correct.
I was going to say, you basically want to have, well, not that you want to, but So like if the sun is first in your chart and then Mercury comes after, you see the sun on top of Mercury, basically the Mercury is more feminine.
Depending on if you are looking at your chart, you have to remember that the planets move counterclockwise and the planets move clockwise. No. They move counterclockwise and the signs move clockwise. Either or. One of those, when you're looking at the...
No, I think you got it right.
I got it right? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think you got it right.
All right. So when you're looking at your birth chart, planets, if the sun, let's just say the sun is in your first house, planets that if Mercury's in the 12th or 11th, it rolls before the sun. If it's in the second, it rolls after the sun.
Got it.
All right. Now that we established the planets, the next thing we need to establish is the masculine and feminine signs. Do you know the masculine signs, Walter?
All the air and fire signs.
Which are?
It's basically Aries, Gemini, Leo, Libra, Sag, Aquarius.
Yes, and the feminine signs are?
The earth and water.
Correct. And
so basically, Taurus, Cancer, Virgo, Scorpio, Capricorn, Pisces.
What happens when you take a masculine planet and put it in a feminine sign? What happens when you take a feminine planet and place it in a masculine sign? And how does masculine Jupiter act when in feminine Taurus? What say you, Walter? You got any off the quick?
You're talking to a person like that.
All right.
With all of that. Yeah. I mean, basically what you get, basically you get a person that it could come off, you know, very, it's almost like, you know, when you look at someone again, like this is definitely one of those like episodes that is just kind of like, I guess, triggering for some people, but basically like you look at someone, right? And I'm talking about like maybe in the past. Nowadays, like the gender roles, we basically have to throw them out of the window. But you take a look at someone and, you know, they may look like a male, right? Or they actually may very well be a male. But perhaps some of the ways that they act could be very feminine-like. You know, like for example, Cancer men, if they have some sort of like affliction or just how you described it, a planet and a masculine planet and like a feminine sign, like the sun is a masculine planet. And when it's in Cancer, you know, it's in a feminine sign. So it gives men a very feminine touch. Even if they could be one of the most quote unquote manliest men. There's like an air of femininity to them.
I have a question for you, Walter. Can real men wear pink?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. The next step in determining the next step or layer in determining the masculinity or femininity of a planet's condition is the planet's solar phase. Solar phase is a planet's location relative to the sun. just like Mercury. In this case, does it rise before or after the sun? Planets that rise before the sun were seen to be more masculinized, while planets rising after the sun were seen more feminized. If feminine Venus rises before the sun, it's more masculine than Venus rising after the sun. This is adding another layer to the formula. What do I mean by that? Let's take feminine Venus, put it in masculine Leo, and put it in a masculine solar phase, rising before the sun. You have a more masculinized Venus.
That just made a lot of sense about my chart.
Yeah. How would you think a more masculinized Venus would act in Leo rising before the sun?
More direct, maybe? More to your face, I guess?
More show-offy?
Yes. More show-offy, more like, look at me. I'm... Because when you think of, you know, when you think of a very, you know, feminine person, or just that word, like feminine, or that the qualities of femininity, it's kind of a... Not only is it soft, but it also feels or seems kind of shy in a way, right?
Yes. I'm glad you said that, because I got an example for you. The gifted artist who has stage fright. Can you see it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Have any questions about solar phase? Anything to add?
I actually, now that you just explained it, it made a lot of sense in my mind, because I just saw in my head, you know, the wheel, like, okay, so when I was younger, like, I mean, I've been basically a tomboy my entire life. But when I was like really young, like when I was a kid, you know, I was like straight up tomboy. Even like as a child, my mom would tell me, she's told me before that, like, I wouldn't even want to wear shirts. I would just want to be like without like a shirt on, like all day long type of thing. Like a boy, you know, like a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I have that stellium in Aquarius, where I have like Venus entrapped between Mars and Saturn, which kind of is, Venus is like gasping for air. But they did technically rise way before the sun did.
I'm glad you just... Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say that it makes a lot of sense. Like, in my chart, it would make a lot of sense as to why my expression when I was younger was kind of more boyish. I didn't even want to play with dolls. I remember I would get underneath the car with my dad, because I would watch him like do, you know, mechanic stuff in the car, and I would just want to like play with his tools instead. And I just I never liked to wear dresses, like, you know.
Well, would you like to add another layer to that story you just told?
Go for it.
All right. Well, there's also a masculine and feminine area or quadrant in the chart. Did you know that?
Yeah, the four quadrants.
Yes.
The Western... those are the hemispheres.
Well, the third step in determining the gender of a planet is the quadrant location of the planet in the chart. Imagine a circle split into four halves. From the ascendant to the MC is a masculine quadrant. From the MC down to the descendant is feminine quadrant. From the descendant to the IC is the other masculine quadrant. And from the IC back up to the ascendant is the other feminine quadrant. I just added another layer to the onion of gender.
Think about the story you just told.
I take your feminine Venus and I put it in masculine Aquarius, and then I also put it in the masculine solar phase, and I put it in a masculine quadrant, and I have a female who don't like to wear dresses and is a tomboy.
Okay, so I definitely shouldn't feel bad that my whole life I've never been girly.
Well, would you, I mean, does that story, you know, help you feel better about you wanting to climb trees and jump in mud holes?
No, yeah, 100%. Not just that, wanting to fight, you know, like when I started like martial arts, I really enjoyed it. And obviously it's not like the most feminine, I guess, you know, type of sport or anything. But it makes sense. Everything that you're saying is like light bulbs going off in my head. Especially because it's not even that like I try, like it's just something that has been in me and that like has kind of been a part of me ever since I was a child. Like when I tell you that my mom could not put a dress on me because I would start crying, like it is not a lie.
So I have a question for you. How does masculine Jupiter, although it does rule Pisces, feel in feminine Pisces, and if it rolls after the sun and is in a feminine quadrant? Oh, I have a better one. When you're dealing with the sun, you can't use the sun with solar phase, but how about a masculine sun that won't work. I was going to say Libra, but the sun is in Libra is a masculine sign. So let's go the sun in
Virgo.
Virgo in a feminine quadrant. You see what I'm saying? What type of expression would that have? So that would be a sun, let's just say, in Virgo in the third.
Well,
would be, let me tell you something. More feminine. Will be more feminine than... You know,
well, all the males that I know that are Virgo exhibit, and actually I would probably have to look at the quadrant, but they to me seem like the most feminine, like, and you know, they're men, but like there's such a very like distinct feminine quality to them.
Okay, well, So people won't go negative with this, I'm a Virgo with my sun in a feminine sign, but it's in a masculine quadrant. So how does that manifest? That question I asked you. Can real men wear pink? I wear pink all the time, and I don't have a problem with it. But then there's other guys.
Not only that.
Can't wear the pink shirt and, you know, think it has something to do with their sexuality.
Of course. But not only that, you're actually, so like if we go back to like, you know, that quote unquote gender role of like, okay, generally women take more care of themselves than men, right? Like traditionally or whatever, you know. Men tend to be what, like, technically more sloppy, more like they're more focused like in their work, so they don't care about their appearance as much, you know. Not every man, but I'm just saying, like, generally if we go back to like tradition, you have this quality about you where you look very put together all the time. And on top of the fact that you like to make shirts, your shirts are very bright and kind of shiny, which is that like a sort of feminine expression coming out.
Wait, are you trying to say men are not supposed to wear glitter on their t-shirts?
Okay, I'm not saying that. And again, you know, for all the people out there that like,
yes, I wear glitter on my t-shirts and they're shiny and they shine and they bright and they sparkle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
and what? that in itself is like, what okay, it's kind of it's unusual based on, you know, the traditional like gender roles of society or whatever, you know.
I would agree with you.
No one come for my head. I'm just talking in terms of like traditional society that like obviously doesn't work anymore because we don't ascribe to that shit. But yeah, that's a really good example. And me, on the other hand, you know, like look, I wore a dress this weekend for my birthday and I told everyone, I was like, I'm in drag, guys.
Yeah, let me see. And then you have your moon sign. It's in a masculine, your feminine moon is in a masculine sign, but it's more feminized because it's in a feminine quadrant.
Right. And so my sun and my Jupiter, which are both masculine planets, are in very feminine signs, but they're in the masculine quadrant. So I have this like, you know, everyone's always told me that like I look very like soft, but there's like a lot of parts of me that could be like really rough. Like I could be like really rough with like, I don't know, like speaking or just like the way that I can just kind of be like not as, you know, a girl should be, if that makes any sense.
yeah it does. So the first step is determining the sign, gender of the sign, the planet's gender, the sign of the gender. The next step would be solar phase, right? And then the next step would be a quadrant. And then there's one more step in finding out how masculine or how feminine a planet is. You probably need a computer to do this, but the last layer in determining the gender of a planet is the planet's celestial latitude. Like I said, you'll need a computer probably to figure this out, but celestial latitude is the distance of a planet north or south of the ecliptic. Planets north of the ecliptic are more masculine, while planets south of the ecliptic are more feminine.
Right.
So, yeah, so you on a computer, if you could, on your birth chart, if you could, you would have to find out on a printout the latitude and look at the latitude of the planet. If it's on a northern, which would be plus, it would be plus would be northern, negative would be southern. Northern is masculine, southern is feminine. So you could have a masculine planet with an extreme feminine conditions, feminine latitude, feminine quadrant, feminine sign, you know?
Right.
And the gender of a planet influences the expression of the planet. It's one of many factors that helps determine the planet's ability to do the things that it's most naturally wants to do. Masculine planets in extreme feminine conditions can lead to frustrations and boredom. A feeling of wanting to move forward, but you're carrying too much weight. Feminine planets in extreme masculine conditions could lead to feeling pressure. It could be a source of tension or even an area of fear emotionally fearful of expressing yourself like that. The moon, like a moon in a masculine sign, could be expressed as emotionally fearful to express yourself.
Yeah, like me.
There you go. Well, in the beginning, I said that astrology is like an onion possessing many layers. In this brief breakdown of determining gender status of a planet, it took four steps. There are many rules and steps you must learn and take when trying to determine the placement's meaning in your birth chart. You know, hopefully, you know, this helps you guys figure out a little bit more about, you know, figure out a little bit more on why you down here in the first place.
Yeah, and also I guess, you know, helps anyone out there like kind of accept, you know, because like gender expression, I think, can be a little like difficult sometimes, you know, like especially, you know, we see it now a lot with like transgender and you know, basically like you're born a specific gender, but you don't feel like that, right? Yes. And it could be very frustrating. It could be very frustrating. And so it's, I mean, I guess, you know, we're technically advancing a little bit because now it's kind of becoming, you know, people are being more open about this. But like decades ago, that wasn't always the case. So, you know, someone could be born, you know, a male and feel like a female. Yes. Their entire life, or someone could be born a female and feel like a male their entire life, and they couldn't really express themselves about it, and it was a very frustrating thing, or it is a very frustrating thing, you know. Also, another example, you know, like there's like certain relationships where, you know, like, and I've seen this like on TV and stuff, where, you know, a girl will fall in love with a guy, and you know, that guy who's a male or masculine will express, you know, himself in a very either shy way or in a very, you know, having like feminine qualities in a way. And then you see like, I don't know, like the friends or whatever, like ganging up on the girl. Like, why would you, you know, why are you up? Why are you even sweating this guy that like, you know, is not being, you know, quote unquote manly or whatever. You get me?
Mm-hmm. So
that in itself, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to, as you was talking, I was going to say, I did say what would be an expression of a feminine planet in extreme masculine condition. Well, what would happen if you have a feminine planet in feminine condition? For instance, or masculine planet and masculine conditions. You can have, what if you have a masculine planet extremely masculinized?
Right, then you become the, like a macho man.
Yes. You could be the show off. You could be the one that goes, you know, gotta have the big truck.
The man's man.
Yes. But you also do want a planet in like, for instance, you would like Venus in a feminine sign and feminine, because it gives Venus more of the ability to do Venus things.
Right, but you know, if we're going to stick to, if we're going to talk about traditional gender roles.
Well, you got to remember, when it comes to traditional astrology, masculine and feminine had nothing to do with gender roles. It actually has to do with time, receiving, initiating action, and receiving action, and time. So
true.
So in all actuality, things in masculine signs, timing wise, can happen earlier in life, and things in more feminine areas and stuff could happen later in life.
Right, because of the how slow they are.
Yes, and you have to remember, even though that you got all those planets and all that stuff in your chart, not everything is active at the same time.
That's right, yeah.
We would, you know, if every planet was active at the same time in your chart, we probably would go crazy.
It would be very chaotic. Well, the universe has an order for a reason.
Yes. And we are all on, you know, you ever heard that saying, we're all on our own time frame, and maybe it wasn't time for you to know yet or learn that lesson yet.
Yeah. Maybe it would have done you more harm than good to learn it, you know, at a time where you weren't supposed to learn it. Or
yes, you had to go through a couple more things before you was going to get it.
But isn't that, don't you think, and I know we're going a little bit off topic here, but don't you think that's technically what trauma is?
Trauma?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But some people grow and evolve from their trauma, and some people get stuck in their trauma.
Very true.
Wouldn't that be what life is actually about?
Yeah. I just meant it more like the, like, kind of, you know, what you just mentioned of, like, sometimes, like, things will happen in your life and we want them, like, basically we don't have any control over, like, when they're gonna happen, you know? But also, what if this one thing that, like, happened, that, or that you want it to happen, you know, could have happened later on in life, or
yeah, maybe it wasn't time for it to happen yet.
Exactly.
And maybe what does that mean? You wasn't ready to win the lottery because you didn't know how to handle money. So maybe you needed to go through some things to learn how to handle some money before the universe blessed you with winning the lottery.
Absolutely. Or what if, like, you know, what if you couldn't have a, you really wanted a business, but the business wasn't manifesting because you didn't know how to manage your time and your business. So you had to learn some lessons about managing your time before it landed on your lap.
Well, speaking of luck, just to bring this back full circle, do you know, looking at how feminine and how masculine a planet is helps determine if you're wasting your time trying something. Because no matter how many times you buy a lottery ticket, it's just written in the stars, you ain't gonna be rich this lifetime. And looking at how the gender, how the condition of the planet, the gender of a planet, points to some of that.
Yeah.
That's one aspect. Plus, you still have other parts of delineation just to figure out what this signification of this point of this chart means.
So would you say that someone, if they wanted to know if they could win the lottery or not, they should, you know, go see an astrologer?
Yes, pretty much.
Do you think you can change your luck?
Do you think you can change your fate?
Again, we always get stuck on this one.
Well, astrologer, this has been the astrological argument since astrology started. Fate or free will? Is everything predetermined? before birth, or do we have partial determinism of some outcomes?
I think I just answered in my head the question I just asked you about. Do you think you can change your luck? And I'll answer with the following question. Is it possible to change your beliefs?
Yes.
So once one changes their beliefs, it could be that their quote unquote luck changes.
Now you, yeah. Now you're getting on the law of attraction theory. If you think about it, if your thoughts become things, if you change your thoughts, if you never think you're going to win a lottery, then you change it to, yeah, I can win a lottery and I will. Shouldn't that show up at your door at some point?
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
But the problem
that's what I wanted now, to get to.
But the thing is, what you think hitting a lottery is and what the universe says hitting a lottery is might be two different things.
Right, right. But at the point where your beliefs change and now your luck has changed with it, I would also assume that your perspective will also change. And so maybe in the past you thought winning the lottery was receiving, you know, $1 million. But once everything kind of, you know, once the wheel spins, winning the lottery could be, I don't know, spending one more moment with someone that you really love or care about.
All right. Now I'm a one up on you and just say, look at Prince Charles. You know, even though he's been second in command, it may come to it that he may never be king. No matter what he tries to do, he might die before his mama. Wouldn't that be some shit?
That
also means no matter how much effort you put in, you may never be a boss.
But you could be a boss in another aspect of your life.
However you now, that's your Sagittarius moon. Look, that's what I talked about.
Right.
Trying to sugarcoat some stuff. Hey, in traditional astrology, Walter, you can't sugarcoat everything. That's what I said in the beginning. Hey, sometimes some bad shit gonna happen to some good people. It is what it is.
Yes, absolutely. You're right. But think about it like this. This is why the wheel is so unique to everyone. Because society can tell you that being a boss is only, you know, worthy when, you know, you walk into an office that's yours and you employ 10,000 people.
All right.
Maybe you don't have that aspect in your chart at the top of your chart. So guess what? Maybe you're a boss when you walk into your one bedroom apartment with you and your significant other and your one child.
Speaking of child, now I have something for you. What do I say to somebody who talks to me about their child and being slow and having trouble reading and putting stuff together, right? And I was like, oh, all right. And I look at that person's child's chart and I see Mercury in fall with Saturn sitting right on top of her Mercury, and this lady sitting up here talking to me about
Learning disability. Yeah.
Was it written in the stars?
Saturn and fall in where? In Cancer or in Leo?
Sagittarius.
In Leo, right?
No, I said Mercury and fall. I mean, Mercury in detriment, my bad. Mercury in detriment in Sagittarius with Saturn sitting right on top of Mercury.
That makes a lot of sense.
Hmm?
That makes a lot of sense.
Hey, Sagittarius, higher learning. This person talking about this person has a learning disability.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know if this person may ever get over that hump.
Yeah, because remember, progressions.
Yeah. They may. Or they could end up
progressions play a part, you know.
Let me ask you this. I mean, I didn't really like examine the chart, but that person could get over that learning disability, or that person could end up in a straitjacket. By the way, Walter, didn't we do an episode on serial killers?
Yeah, but let's not put that.
I'm just saying. But what signs was the most serial killers?
Mutables, Sag.
There you go. I got a mutable sign, learning disability, Saturn sitting on top of it, might get mad and grudge. You never know.
It's funny that you mentioned that the learning disability thing, because I've been part of a new job that I have right now. I've been working with people that have a learning disability, and people that are like on the spectrum, the autistic spectrum, and I have I have access technically to like their date of birth and their age.
Start checking it.
And I have actually, like, the last client that I saw, he was about to turn 21, like today. So he's a Pisces.
And he's at
I started like in my, and in my head, I was just like, yeah, he is. And in my head, I was just like, cause you know, it was difficult. It was difficult to see it. And having to hear his mom, you know, explain like everything that happened from childbirth all the way, you know, to now, like all the difficulties that they've been through. You know, because he's autistic and is very autistic and like aggressive. And it made me realize, well, you know, Pisces has a very aggressive side to them. It doesn't matter what
especially the Mercury, depending on where Mercury is. But remember Santos was saying that?
Yeah. And also, and I was thinking about all of this and I was just like, well, wow, like, you know, even with someone that may not, you know, be, I guess, you know, up to like the standards of what you would think, you know, someone could be at, the astrology still plays a huge role. Like you could still see it in that person.
Oh yeah, it's undeniable. I mean, people don't realize they speak astrology all day long. They using astrology keywords all day long. They just don't know they're using them.
And it's levels too. Like it's not that everyone, just because you have, you know, a Mercury in Pisces, you know, or a Mercury in Sag, that's in detriment, that, you know, that you'll, you know, maybe not, you know, have a learning disability, for example.
Yeah.
There's levels to it.
Yes. Hey, that person could actually be actually funny in a comedian, and they holding back, you know, their jokes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He did crack a few jokes.
There you go. So, you know, by the way, gender is just one aspect in planetary conditions.
We didn't even talk about the topic of sexuality, but everybody knows that it's there.
but when traditionally, it had nothing to do with that. you know.
It didn't, but you know, even back then, like centuries ago, you could still see sexuality play a role in the birth chart.
Yes, yes. I'll put it this way. I'm not saying it doesn't play a role in sexuality. I'm saying when delineating a birth chart and looking at gender, it has nothing to do with sexuality, but it does, because you can see it as a tomboy who don't want to wear dresses and wants to hunt and fish and climb trees and do boy shit.
Yeah, I know. And also, like, my mutable planets.
Yeah.
Especially that the mutable planets are in the male quadrants, in the masculine quadrants.
Huh. Any last words you want to add, tell the people, say about... Here's your chance to get on your gender rant and tell the people, you know, how they can get in touch with you.
Everyone, thank you for coming to our TED Talk. I hope that no one gets offended by the episode. You know, we love everyone, and everything is a spectrum nowadays. It always has been, but it's more of a spectrum now.
Well, and if you did get offended, take your lace panties off, harden up a little bit.
And this is coming from a man that grew up in the 70s, you know, so.
Yeah, and I walk around with pink, shiny shirts.
You know, but we have some, you know, everyone has some learning to do. And I think we're doing just that.
I will just say this. If somebody has a bunch of planets and they all masculine, like a female has a bunch of stuff and is very masculinized, I could see how it could be a little bit more accepting, help you accept some of the things that you think and society may say is odd and not normal.
Of course. Well, I'll give you an example. I don't know if you've watched this because, you know, probably you don't have a small kid around you. But the new Disney movie, Encanto, which is basically, it translates to charmed or charming. Disney just made this movie, Encanto. And basically, Encanto is basically about, you know, like, you know, it's like the Hispanic culture, Colombian culture. It's a very big family, and they have a magical home and this and that. And
wait, let me stop you right there. Is that kind of racist?
No, it's inclusive.
They got a very big family. Is that like a racist kind of undertone?
No. They have a very big family. Hold on. And the grandma, they have a matriarch. So in the movie, you should probably watch it. You'll see a lot of astrological concepts in it, because I found a few. Uh-huh. The grandmother is the matriarch of the family, and she's kind of like, everyone goes to her, and the house that they have has like magical powers. But that's besides the point. My point is that one of the sisters in the movie, I forget what her name is, but there's a song about it that became very popular. She's very masculine. She's actually super built, and like she's very muscular, and she's very, like, you know, tough. Like, she looks very tough. And one of the songs that she like sings is about strength and about how she has to kind of like carry the world on her shoulder. And a lot of people on Twitter and on social media were commenting on how they can't believe that Disney finally portrayed masculinity in a female. Because she's very pretty. She's a woman, but she's super, like, as soon as you see her, it's almost like you're looking at a bodybuilder in a way. You know, like, she's very, like, muscular, big, you know, she, like, would carry, like, rocks everywhere. You know, where usually the norm is for a man to take that role. But now Disney kind of like portrayed it and like, you know, gave it to like a female, which was like a very big, you know, ordeal.
All right.
So yeah, that's basically my example to everyone. And if you can get anything from this episode, it's literally that. You watch the Encanto movie from Disney and you'll see exactly what we're talking about.
Is it in the movies or theater or is it on HBO or something?
It was. It's probably like on Disney Plus right now. Let me see if I can find her name. She's the strong sister. Luisa. She's a strapping bodybuilder, described as the rock of the family. Luisa was gifted with super strength. But it's a pretty big deal that Disney actually did that, you know? So that would be like a great example of a woman or like, you know, a female with feminine planets that are in very masculine signs or masculine planets in masculine signs.
All right.
Paul's having a party right now. I guess it's time to end the show.
That's the red lights. How can the people get in touch with you, Walter?
You guys can visit me on my website, waltervision.com, or send me an email at theastrologicalbirth@gmail.com. Or, you know, just hit us up.
All right. And first, I want to say get well, D.
Yeah, get well, D. We miss you.
Yes. Ooh. And I want to thank everyone for joining us for episode 43. Masculine and feminine expression. Please like, follow, share the show with 3 friends, family members, or co-workers. Thank you in advance. If you would like a reading, come to my website, iamastrologyreadings.com. Then go to the booking section. If you would like to purchase an I Am Astrology Reading t-shirt or buy some crystals, come to the website. Or you can hit me up at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. Send me an email. Say hello. Comment on the show. Whatever. And like I end this all the time, know thyself and balance your energy.
Peace.
I started off with questions, and then it's number 2. Things on my mind, why this, why that, what should we do? The question that the searching, you dive into the seeking. Go for some ass, leak it, these niggas get to tweak it. Where you don't be get the preaching, you don't be telling me that my fate is in the stars, you read my energy. You got the recipe to get the ecstasy. I'm shifting gears on the things that you must believe. Now people don't deceive, these stars are Christmas seed. It's from the start, that's why you trapped, you stuck, you cannot leave. You best be on your knees, confess your sins are moved. Don't have no question, have the face, you trust, you told the truth. You can't be slanted, you think it just be planted. It's warfare, the bombs explode, collateral damage. I manage to maintain, to explain. We hit it, evolve, that's but ain't the damn thing change.
I am a strategy reading, man.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.